So let's introduce our latest guests here. We have Andrew McCullough from the Libertarian Party of Utah, state chair and a candidate for Utah Attorney General. Thanks for being here.
That's me. Thanks.
And also we have with us Bryce Hamilton, chair of the Constitution Party of Utah. And you're also a city councilman from up in Duchesne. Is that it?
That's correct.
Hey, thank you both for being here. What do you think of the caller's comments about that? That there's too many alternative parties. Y'all need to come together every 4 years.
Well, I kind of favor the idea of having some choices, certainly we hope that the better choices will rise to the top, and this year, our candidate for president was candidate 4 years ago and got a 1.5%, I guess. We're going to do far better than that this year.
Gary Johnson just in town this weekend. His campaign headquartered here.
Yes, and it was a wonderful rally over the weekend. Standing room only for sure. Packed in like sardines. Lots and lots of people, and we're peeling off Republicans like crazy, and we are going to be heard. And, it would be great to have one maybe alternative candidate, but as the previous guests were talking about, they have a point of view they want to make. We have a point of view we want to make. We may not get elected president, but we want some changes, and it's very important to us to be able to be heard to advocate those changes.
Constitution Party ticket includes a native son of the Beehive State. You got Daryl Castle, but Scott Bradley is from Utah.
From Cache Valley.
Yeah. So what do you think about all that? That the alternative parties, there's too many, or too fractured to build any massive support?
I don't think so, because in many, many countries there are multiple parties, several, not just a two-party system. And it can be argued, may make a really good case for it, that we don't really have two parties in the United States anyway. We've got two retail outlets for the same line of drivel. And when you look and see what they actually do, as opposed to what they say, it's hard to argue with that.
I don't know much about the Constitution Party, so will you give us some basics there?
We believe in the principles of the Constitution according to the original intent of the framers of the Constitution. And we believe that the adherence to the principles of the Constitution that's what made our country great. It made us prosperous. It made us free. It made us happy. It made us powerful. And where we have departed from those constitutional principles, that has been the cause of our decline. And I think probably the libertarians agree with us on much of that.
How much difference between the two?
Well, we emphasize more civil liberties, but the Constitution Party and we would agree on many, many issues. The government's too big. It's spending too much money. It regulates people too much. Certainly, we were the first ones to support equal marriage, and I don't think the Constitution will agree with us on that. But I don't know what Bryce would say about marijuana legalization. I think the general idea that we should have less government interference would appeal to him. So
there's some overlap.
Yeah,
Dr.
So,
Dave.
So Bryce, give us an example of one or two intents of the Constitution that we no longer adhere to that you see as really important.
Original intent, the senators were elected by the state legislatures or appointed by the state legislatures. They were intended to represent the states in the federal government. And now, it's a constitutional amendment. It needs to be undone. Now they're popularly elected. The states have no voice in the federal government at all, and consequently, they have no rights.
So you feel if the senators were appointed again, that would work better, because then it would follow the will of the people based on party politics back here at home?
It's not necessarily the will of the people, but the interest of the states, of which the people are a part.
Okay.
The states have no representation in the federal government. See, originally, the way things were set up, the only office in the federal government that the people voted for directly was the House of Representatives. The president and the senators were elected by representatives that people, either the Electoral College nominated them, and then it was went to the House of Representatives originally, or the senators were appointed by the state legislatures to represent the interests of the states.
And Senator Jackson pushed forward a bill that wasn't successful to try and repeal that amendment and get senators appointed again.
So, Andrew, if you had a core belief or two that really says what the Libertarian Party is about, for folks that don't know, what is it?
Well, the whole idea behind being a libertarian is that we want less government interference, and we refer to ourselves as fiscally conservative and socially liberal. And we think that's much more consistent than the two major parties. So if you say, should we regulate hours and rates and what you do and your occupation and all of those sorts of things, we'd say no. And in that, we'd have some agreement by the more conservative Republicans. And then they'd ask, well, what about personal matters, sexual preference, marijuana use, anything that is really none of the government's business. And so then we'd pick up some liberal Democrats. But the liberal Democrats go more towards business regulations. The conservative Republicans go towards more personal regulations, and we just don't like regulations. And Gary Johnson, who was here the other day, called himself the radical middle.
We trademarked that, didn't we?
Say that.
Well, and he did use that term, and you may have come up with it first. But
I doubt that.
But clearly, you know, we think it's a consistent idea that we just don't want the government telling us what to do. And I tend to be a more liberal person with my emphasis on civil liberties. That's what I do for a living. I'm a constitutional attorney, and a lot of my libertarian members are more, you know, conservative and more anxious about taxes. But we all end up in the same place in the end. We don't want the government doing as much as it does and taking as much of our product and telling us what to do.
Tell me about grassroots for both your parties. We'll start with you, Bryce, in the Constitution Party. How are you doing building out candidates and the party infrastructure at the grassroots level? Not just 4 years when the president rolls around, the presidential election. How's the party? Is it thriving? Are you getting more people to run?
We're working on it. To say that we're thriving might be a bit of a stretch, but we're definitely putting forth the effort. The results are never commensurate with our efforts, of course. Here in Utah, particularly, the predominant feeling is that there's only one true party.
And testify.
Yes, exactly. And it's awful hard to break that stereotype, if you will. It's not hard for people who want to do the brain sweat and actually think about it and examine it and see what the fruits of the system are, but it's pretty rough when you can't get them to think.
Andy, have